You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōhoi. You're on the 95 BFM Breakfast Show, and in the studio this morning we've got Ata Papa, who is the kaihautū Māori, or the Māori leader of the Auckland Arts Festival. Kia ora, welcome to the studio, so nice to have you here.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koutou, e whakarongo mai nei.
It's so exciting to finally be talking about the Auckland Arts Festival returning next week, because it's been a disrupted few years for you guys.
4 years of interruption for us, so fifth time lucky.
Whoosh.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, last year was a real hit to the Wairua. We had to cancel all of our live performances. And the year before that, we were impacted with the first week of our festival going into, I think it was level 3 or level 4.
Mm.
And so we had to move, and I was like, oh no. So this year, you know, we've been watching the weather very carefully.
Oh my
and,
God.
Looking at any, you know, anything that might put a cramp and, you know, crimp our style sort of thing. But we've consulted with the Moon Men, and so apparently the weather in March is going to be all good. All
excellent.
Month. We don't care if it absolutely pours down on the 27th of March.
Just as long as we get through this next month.
As long as we get through. Actually, we do care, because we don't want our hard-hit communities to be hit again. But,
nah, totally.
You know, the CBD could do with a bit of a wash after that, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
So,
hard out. And also, you know, our arts communities have been really knocked about. So it is a real celebration to have this time to really invest in art in Tamaki Makaurau and really see what people have been cooking up over these last few years. Where do we even start with this program? Because it is so huge. I think maybe we start at the basics. What is the Auckland Arts Festival for people who maybe are new to Tamaki and this is their first round?
Mm-hmm. So Te Ahu Rei Toi o Tamaki, Auckland Arts Festival, has been around since the 40s. But in 20, it took a bit of a break in amongst, you know, in between those years. But in 2016, sorry, we became an annual festival. So every year for almost 3 weeks in March, we have our Auckland Arts Festival. We're an international arts festival, which means that we bring in international artists from, you know, all over the world. And we try to program acts and dance, you know, dance, music, theatre, comedy, everything you can think of in the festival, to bring artists that you might not see otherwise.
Mm.
So, yeah, we kick off next week, Thursday the 9th, and then, yeah, we go right through to Sunday the 26th of March. So it's 18 days of just action-packed stuff in Tamaki Makaurau, and it's not just in the CBD, so we are taking shows out to the regions too, so we, you know, north, south, east and west, so...
That's pretty
there's
special.
There's something for everybody in this festival, which is really cool.
How would you, I guess, suggest people approach the program? Because it is so broad, it is so deep. Where does someone start with trying to find something that might be for them?
Find what it is that you are really interested in. So if you're a dance person, then look for all the dance shows. And if you're, you know, if you like music, which, you know, many of our especially our young people, you know, we see the trend for people wanting to go to all these one-day music concerts and things. So music is really, really popular. So we've got a whole bunch of music stuff happening as well. But it's also a different experience, because we've got a Spiegel tent that's, if you walk past Aotea Square, you'll see that our Magic Mirror Spiegel tent is being erected there at the moment. We're just in the final throes of decking her out on the inside, and then we'll open her up and then people can go in. It's a little bit different, and it creates that festival buzz.
Yeah, totally. Mm. I love the Spiegel tent. I think the last time I was in it was a long time ago, but it sort of gives a little bit of magic to anything you see in there. It's going to change the context, change the way people are approaching it a wee bit as well. I want to know about some of the things that you've been involved with programming and some of the stuff that you're personally excited for, Ata. What I mean... It's hard to choose, but what's out there that's really catching your eye at the moment?
As the kaihautū Māori, so my remit is Māori, Pacific and Indigenous programming. So those are the ones that I'm really, really keen to have, to bring out in the festival. we open our festival on Thursday the 9th with a free sing-along in Aotea Square. So that's going to
awesome.
Be really cool. So we've asked Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei to come and give us a karakia to bless our festival and hopefully ward away all of those gremlins that might be lurking about. But then we have a kapa haka performance in the square, and then we ask people to come down, bring your phone, download or look at our website for lyrics to songs that people grew up with. So,
yeah.
You know, we've got an MC who will lead songs. So we're talking things like Tutira mai ngā iwi.
Oh, wait.
There you go. And, you know, E papa waiari.
Oh.
So those songs, po kare kare ana. So those songs that people grew up with when they were kids. And this is young audiences that might know them, but also old older audiences that remember learning those songs at school.
Totally.
So, and that's only for an hour in the square. Before we kick off our performances, we have Blanc de Blanc Encore, which is a not burlesque, but pretty risque
in
show.
In that space. Yeah,
cabaret show in the tent. And that's going to be our anchor show in our Spiegel tent. So it's all about champagne and bubbles.
Ooh.
So if you like those and you like a bit of circus and a bit of people swinging around on trapezes and ropes and up and down poles and stuff, you know, it's a fun night. It's a fun night out. And that's going to be pretty much every day of the festival.
Oh, awesome.
But there are other shows in the tent too. So, you know, we've got music shows happening. On Sunday we're previewing the album by Tama Waipara, who is an ex Auckland University alum. And he's releasing his first album, All in Te Reo. So that's an awesome achievement for us too. So we've got heaps of things happening. Ockham award-winning poet Tusiata Avia is premiering her show, The Savage Colonizer Show, at Q Theatre. And then we've got a dance company coming from Canada, Kid Pivot Productions, bringing choreography by Crystal Pite, a dance show called Revisor. Victoria Kelly is a well-known composer, and so she's written a requiem.
Oh, wow.
So opera and orchestra. But that also features a brand new Taonga Poro piece by Ruby Solly, who's a Taonga Poro, but also for Taonga Poro and orchestra. So that's going to be, you know, there's something for everybody. We have kids shows. We have stuff for, you know, little kids, you know, 3 to 5 years old. Pipi Paupau, Rutine Spuna, is a well-known cabaret artist, but he's turning his hand to kids' shows.
Oh, awesome.
And it's all in Te Reo, and it's all about birds in the forest. And, you know, 100 years this year of Forest and Bird, so we've got a concert. Again, poetry features quite a bit in the program this year. So Forest and Bird, we're partnering with them to create Force of Nature, which is an orchestral piece with the New Zealand Trio and some other orchestral players for a concert for that. So there really is something for everyone.
Hard out.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think everybody's feeling that at the moment, but being in a room with other people experiencing art, you can't beat it. We've really missed it, and we've really missed this festival. So it's so exciting to see it returning from next week.
Yes.
9th of March, as you said. And how long does it run for again? Remind us.
9th to the 26th of March. So we have Mondays. Mondays are down days. Give our crew and our, you know, everybody a bit of a rest. But we're there, so we have shows at 11 o'clock in the morning in our Spiegel tent. We've got Taipurako, which is, if you're familiar, there's an artist called Marcus Winter, and he's called himself the Sandman. And so he draws actually live pictures in sand on a screen, so with a narrative. So he draws. It's really amazing. Visual arts, a little bit different.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see the things on the screen in the tent. We've got a Japanese artist coming, so Chisato, and she's deaf, and her program is all in sign language. She's got a film that she's created called Scored in Silence, and then there's a Q&A which will all be in sign language. So yes, it really is something for everybody. Lots of access and inclusion programs. So we've got, you know, lots of touch tours and audio described performances across the board. So, you know, dance show audio described and theatre show audio described. One of the big ticket items that we have coming to the festival is The Picture of Dorian Gray, which is an adaptation of the novel by Oscar Wilde. It's one actor on the stage who plays about 25 different characters.
Oh, my God.
And the difference with that show is that she changes all of her characters. She changes, so wigs, costumes,
that's
everything
amazing.
On the stage as you're watching.
Oh, my God.
And it's a combination of, so she has these camera crews around her who are filming, and so on these screens that are as part of the set, you'll see the live transformation combined with some pre-recorded video and visual stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, special time.
Yeah,
really special
absolutely.
Time. And we're lucky to have it back. It's just across the road, basically, from us here. So especially if anyone's on campus listening right now, you know, get amongst. Have a look at what's out there. aaf.co.nz, that's the place to go to get tickets and see the program. I think programs, physical programs, are all over the place as well, so keep an eye out for the red booklets.
Yep.
Yeah, totally. Arthur, thank you so much for coming in to chat about the Auckland Arts Fest. I'm so excited to see it returning finally after a long hiatus. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. I just want to point out one thing, though, is that for younger audiences, we have an awesome program of $30 tickets for under 30 years old.
Hard
so
out.
So 30 for 30. Come on, no mai hai, no mai.
Hard. That's what we like to hear. Thanks so much for popping in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.